This is a BloomerBoomer.com podcast with host Andy Asher.
Well, hi, everyone. I hope your week is going okay. Well, here at Bloomer Boomer, we try to cover the areas that are part of the life of people over 55. Now, granted, that is a lot to cover, but in doing so, we think it's important, too, for people who don't share the awareness about this huge demographic to learn what we're all about, what we like, our buying habits, and I guess for this segment, our economic force. Because, let's face it, when you reach a certain age, you get portrayed a certain way that most of the time isn't very accurate. So that's also part of what the Bloomer Boomer mission is, to demystify the 55-plus demographic. And we hope others will want to learn about the boomer market and beyond. So in early of 2014, as part of what we do, we attended what is arguably the largest conference of its kind, the American Society on Aging Conference in beautiful San Diego. And while attending, where there are hundreds of directions to go, we focused on the boomer market. Now, we want to share some of the sound and comments from some of the attendees, and hopefully you'll learn as much as me. And I'm already a boomer.
The segment that's extremely powerful in terms of purchasing and purchasing influence.
That is Chris Gray. Now, he's with a company that's specialized in this marketplace for over 20 years. For those in the know, it's Zillner, and with the tagline, the power of seniors.
I would say a scientific and methodical approach to really helping those clients and end users really understand this audience. Everybody says, and you see it, posted everywhere, whether it be on, CNN or in any publication or white paper you come through, it's the fastest growing population and audience out there.
But as Chris says, don't think the power and dynamism of this marketplace is any secret. In fact, many others are discovering it.
It's always energizing to attend these conferences and really see a lot of the venture capitalists and startups really trying to make headway into this segment group with their product offerings, with their innovations, and really leveraging technology to better engage and make this population's life more fun, more exciting. It's not really just livable like people think. It's really bringing that value to this core audience.
As if the 55-plus marketplace needed any more evidence of its reach and power, quite an industry has grown around it.
My focus is almost exclusively in the health and wellness and senior space. So I work with potential new clients to help them find data-driven solutions to help them sell the products more efficiently.
And minus the barking dog in the background, as we recorded at the conference, that is Doug Oldfield. Now, he's with a company called Epsilon, which uses what is known as intelligence or understanding the customer to help others reach this dynamic demographic.
We have thousands of data sources that we get compiled data from public records, private sources in some cases, mostly public records. One of our other data assets is this transactional information, and we've got over 2,000 companies that work with us that are our partners, and those companies provide us with their transactional information, the names and addresses of their buyers and the date and dollar amount of purchase, and then we categorize that purchase at a product category level. Did they buy shoes? Did they buy a senior product? Did they buy a health supplement? Or what did they purchase?
And as another myth buster, the over 55 population sure doesn't show us afraid of the digital world any.
And now we're seeing a tremendous influx of boomers who are using technology, comfortable with it, and not exploiting it, but using it to their own advantage, where before they were, I would say, they weren't comfortable with it, weren't familiar with it, but that's not the case today.
And one organization that has discovered firsthand how well the 55-plus demographic has adopted technology is a not-for-profit. It's out of Illinois, named Mather Lifeways, a most unique organization that has introduced technology to seniors and found a receptive audience. Kate Paz directs their programs without walls.
It's always a pleasure here to be at the American Society on Aging Conference. And one of the things we've seen with engaging older adults online is that they really enjoy being engaged. They want the opportunity to participate. They like the accessibility of being able to participate 24 hours, 7 days a week, whenever they want to. And it's also the variety of choice. We don't just engage them online virtually through the web, but we have programs that we offer over the telephone as well. So there's multiple platforms to reach out to people, and we give them the opportunity to do so.
But with all the prosperity for this market and demographic is the inherent downside, says Don Blandon, President and Chief Executive Officer of Investment Protection Trust.
The baby boomers have about 70% of the personal wealth in this country, and the people who do bad things know that. And so they become the targets of a lot of the financial exploitation.
And what Don says is the topic of another segment of the Bloomer Marketplace, found right here at BloomerBoomer.com and on iTunes. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to our BloomerBoomer.com podcast. We provide transcripts for most of our podcasts, and you can also access all of our podcasts on iTunes. Oh, and we encourage you to leave a comment in the podcast reply section. And finally, we would love it if you'd register to receive our newsletter. Thanks again.